my stars, I've never been so busy before. It seems Christmas arrives sooner each year.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Wampa Slayer Journey to the Force Awakens. This has been episode number five, or is episode number five, I should say. And I am, as always, one of your hosts, Jason Hunt. And with me, we have Carl Leclerc.
I was going to say the elf to your Santa. It's me, Carl.
Merry, Merry Christmas.
I say Carl is definitely the elf.
Yes, I am.
Very popular.
In case you're wondering what's going on in the background, this is just the first and title piece of the great Star Wars Christmas album, Christmas in the Stars.
It's so
don't waste your money.
Don't.
But
listen to it on YouTube.
Yes, exactly. But we just thought it'd be fun to kind of talk about, you know, Christmas is only a week after Force Awakens, which is crazy to think about.
Yes.
But we just want to talk a little bit about some of our, like, collection stuff since The Force Awakens come out, some of the stuff we're looking forward to with Christmas and Star Wars, and just some fun stuff like that to kind of kick off our last little journey to The Force Awakens episode.
Yes. Yes, indeed, indeed. Never mind. let's dive into this, because this is our final episode of our Journey to The Force Awakens mini episodes.
Yes.
As far as collecting goes, I've had a little bit of fun. I added to my Force Awakens 6-inch collection. I got Finn. In addition to the Kylo Ren and Rey that I got during Force Friday, I did decide when I was going Christmas shopping, I just randomly, impulsively snagged a BB-8 Hot Wheels car. Excuse me.
That came out of nowhere. Poor Jason.
And I'm dying over here apparently as well. And then, but probably the best item that I purchased since Force Friday, was my re-released, Legends series vault edition of the Jedi Path, which is awesome. I got that on Black Friday for $30 off and it was amazing. It is amazing. It's got all the little inserts in the book, including Qui-Gon's Padawan braid and everything. So,
yeah, yes. You just showed me that. That thing was pretty sick. That looks really cool. That vault edition of it. That looks really cool.
I always was tempted to just get the regular version. I was like, no, if I'm going to get this, I'm going to get the vault edition. And they re-released it with the Legends banner on it, and I was like, yes.
Yeah.
So
nice.
Anyway,
you know, since Force Awakens, I haven't bought too much stuff as so far as the toys go. Because I've also decided that I'm not going to buy things if I don't have anywhere to put them. I'm just going to buy something to put it in a box, I'm not going to waste the money anymore. I just don't have the money to be doing stuff like that. I know a lot of people out there that are probably collectors, and it's like, well, hang it up somewhere. You know, I'm not a collector. You know, I'll buy things that I want. So obviously on Force Awakens, I got the Captain Phasma.
Force Friday,
thank you. I got the Captain Phasma 3¾-inch plus the First Order Trooper Kylo Ren. Oh, yeah, and I think that's it. Those are the ones I've got as far as the Black Series go. I know there's a 6-inch Captain Phasma out there now. If I see it, I'll probably get it, but I honestly I don't need to have it. The only other one I kind of want – eventually I do want to get Rey and BB-8, especially considering she's probably going to be the new hero. But the only other one I really can't wait to get my hands on, and it hasn't been released yet, and I'm sure it will be soon after the film comes out, though, is the Han 6-inch.
Yeah,
Old man Han, even though he has brown hair, which is ridiculous. Give him the gray, damn it. I can't wait for that. But the only thing...
Have you got any t-shirts or anything?
Yeah, so I've gotten a few things. I think the biggest thing, though, is I finally completed my Star Wars room, which I showed you through Skype video the other day.
Yes.
So I picked up posters for A New Hope and Jedi, because some of the kids at the church I work at like a year ago bought me like a big print of the Empire Strikes Back original poster. So I have all three of the original trilogy posters framed in my Star Wars room. I completed that. I have a little display shelf with some of like my statues and some of the, especially the Black Series 6-inch figures. So I completed my Star Wars room, which I think looks great. I love it. I love being in there. And then I've gotten a couple of t-shirts, matching t-shirts to wear with my girlfriend for the movie, which I'm very excited about. And then, we picked up like the ones at Target that just say Star Wars, The Force Awakens. And then, I bought us each a Rebel Alliance symbol t-shirt. So, because I love that symbol. And I, of course, we're part of the resistance.
Of course.
And the other thing, though, is I did pick up, you know, the J.W. Rinzler's Making of books. So I banged out the New Hope book, which was amazing. And now I'm currently reading How Star Wars Conquered the Universe, which is by, I think his name is Chris Taylor. So I'm working on reading through that right now. So I got a bunch of books, which I'm excited about. And I think I'll have to, as soon as I finish How Star Wars Conquered the Universe, I'll probably pick up the Kindle version for Force Awakens. So I can't wait to read that. So yeah, that's kind of what I've been getting after, is reading more and more about the Star Wars lore as much as I can, which is great.
Excellent. Oh, one other thing I forgot that I got, which is hard to believe because I wear it a lot, is I got an R2-D2 watch. I saw it at GameStop, and it's not digital. It's got the hands on it, and it's got it's silver, and then it's got like the blue embossed R2-D2 on the under the glass. And then it's got like a blue band with silver accents on it, and it's really awesome. I wear it when I go to work and stuff.
Yeah. Well, and I just foolishly forgot. I bought a PS4 with Battlefront. Duh.
Oh yeah, you did do that, didn't you?
That was kind of a big investment. Well, yeah, I've been loving that game.
No, the PS4 and Battlefront is on my Christmas wish list. It's probably not going to happen. But also on my Christmas wish list is the BB-8, Sphero BB-8.
Nice.
I want to get that so bad.
Yeah.
If I don't get it for Christmas, that'll be one of my first purchases after Christmas.
Yeah, that thing is cool. I just don't know that I had. Yeah, I don't know that I'll get one. But yeah, those are really cool. I just wish it was a little bigger.
Yeah.
That's my only minor complaint. But yeah, I'm loving Battlefront. That game will keep me busy for a while. I play it a lot. And the Battle of Jakku level that I got this week, it's a lot of fun. I was playing with Joe Hogan and another friend of ours the other night, which was a lot of fun. So that's the best thing about it.
Nice.
So I'm hoping you'll eventually get one so I can play with you.
It's in the plans. I just don't know when that will happen.
Sure.
Maybe next Christmas.
Yeah. But you know, something I was thinking about the other day, Jason, I was gonna write a blog post, but I decided not to because I was just busy. I've been doing these like Advent prayer nights at the church I work at every Sunday night for Advent. Like I give like a little sermon. So I had to write one of those the other day. So I was kind of sick of writing, but I thought it was interesting how Star Wars is coming out during the Advent season. Now, for any of you who aren't religious people, I apologize if this stuff rubs you the wrong way. It's not my intention at all, but I'm making sense of this for myself. And I think, you know, if you don't know what Advent is the 4 weeks before Christmas where Christians around the world kind of prepare themselves for the coming of Jesus. And, you know, we remember what that feeling of expectation and great hope was like for, you know, the people of Israel 2,000 years ago. But, you know, it's this season of expectation and hope and joy. Mm-hmm. Waiting for our God to show up. And I just thought it was really interesting, you know, that we're waiting for this new Star Wars movie. And for those of us who like love Star Wars almost religiously, and I don't mean that in like the place that we put it in God's place or anything like that. But for those of us who really love Star Wars, I just thought it was really interesting to kind of reflect on the fact that this is coming out during a season of expectation and hope. Mm-hmm. And I just thought it was really neat that it... because it kind of helps for me in my own like Christian identity, my own Christian journey of understanding what it must have been like to be really hoping for something, you know, because we as Star Wars fans know what that's like now. And we've known what that's like before. You know, they knew it back in 1980 and 1983. We knew it in 99, 2001 and 2004. And now we know 5. It again.
2002, 2004.
Yeah. Whoops.
Or five, excuse me.
Yeah. Messed that up. But you know, I mean, I just thought it was really cool that, you know, I know it just makes sense to me. Like I know what it's like to be waiting for something, and you know, all of us right now we're waiting for this new Star Wars movie. And I think what's unique about this Star Wars movie, especially for fans like you and I, Jason, who weren't around when the originals came out, you know, we have no idea what it's about. You know, and while we didn't know really what episodes 1, 2, and 3 were about, we at least had an inkling. We knew where they had to go. This is literally a story we don't know anything about, and we still really don't. Even though we've gotten tons of trailers and TV spots, they're not revealing plot. They're just showing us the cool visuals. You know, so I just think it's so cool that we're really anxiously awaiting this new film, and I think we are really hoping that it kind of rekindles all of our love for Star Wars and gives us somewhere else to go with this wonderful story. I just think that's what's so cool about it, is that it's kind of coming out in this time. I did say to a friend of mine last week, though, I said, the only thing I don't like about Star Wars coming out a week before Christmas is that I love the Christmas season. I love getting excited for Christmas. And now I'm also getting mutually excited and ecstatic about this new Star Wars movie. I want those feelings spread out. I don't want them all at once. Come on, let's spread it out. But
I know. Oh, but you've got your Christmas tree there.
Yes, I do.
I'm getting my Christmas tree tonight.
Excellent.
We're going to go peruse the Christmas tree farms, or, you know, parking lot tents.
Yeah. I got mine at Home Depot. So,
yeah.
There's like no Christmas tree farms around Boston. Yeah. You have to drive a decent way and they're super expensive. So I was just like, screw it. I'm just going to go to Home Depot.
Yeah. And we don't have Christmas tree farms in Arizona.
Good point. Yeah.
But yeah, no, we're going to go get our Christmas tree tonight. Do you have any Star Wars ornaments? Because I know.
No, I just bought one at Target. So some of the nice Star Wars ornaments are so expensive. So I didn't really buy any of those. Even Target had some really cool ones, but they were all like $8 to $10. So I just bought a $4 one. It's a Force Awakens just ball, and it has like Rey and all the Resistance heroes on one side, and the other side is Kylo Ren, Captain Phasma, and a bunch of First Order stormtroopers. So it's nice. Cool. Like, I needed to have one Star Wars ornament. But
right.
In my Star Wars room, I did last year. I bought Yoda Christmas lights, Yoda with a Santa hat.
Yes, I do remember you showing me pictures. Yeah,
so I have those hanging up in my Star Wars room, and then my brother for Christmas last year gave me a little Yoda dressed as Santa like figurine, and it like it's motion censored, so like when you walk by, it's like peeking early, are you? You know, like says, like things about Christmas presents. It's funny. It's cute.
Nice.
So, but that's all my Star Wars Christmas stuff. But do you have anything like that?
I'm trying to think. Our Christmas ornaments have been in storage for the last couple of years, and so I don't remember. I don't think I have anything Star Wars Christmas ornaments, because we've got like a bunch of old. We've got a ton of old like ornaments that we've used and had for years that have been passed down and that sort of thing, and things that we got as a kid, and we just. Everybody has Christmas ornaments, and so our tree gets filled so quickly with ornaments that we just haven't added many new ones. I may have one or two, but I don't recall off the top of my head, and unfortunately, I won't find out until tonight after we're done recording this. So, but I may have to go and see if I can snag something. Although I do know R2 has come with me to open presents on a couple of years. My little R2 action figure.
Yeah. Nice.
He'll sit on the shelf next to me while I open my Christmas presents. So
like, I'm thinking
that the 6-inch Black Series R2 might do that with me this year. So
excellent. Yeah. Nice. So, you know, obviously we normally each year we try to do an entire episode dedicated to Star Wars and Christmas. That probably won't happen this year just because the episode or two after. You know, the week leading up to Christmas and even the week after Christmas, we're probably still going to be dedicated to The Force Awakens because there's probably going to be so much to talk about. We want to get some of our friends on here as well.
Yes.
But we just figured it'd be fun to at least in our last little Journey of The Force Awakens episode, just talk a little bit about, you know, how it's really cool to get Star Wars at the Christmas season.
It is.
And I think what's nice about it is like when I go back to visit my family, like my mom's like, can I take you to see it? My dad's like, can I take you to see it? You know, so it is. It's a great time for families to go enjoy this together because that's essentially Star Wars is a tale of a family and it's for families. So I think that's to me very exciting about it is that this is a great time of year to release it because families can enjoy it together.
Yeah. And Carl.
Yes.
You said yes to both of them, right? They're both going to take you to see the movie, right?
Of course.
Absolutely. Good.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So. Different times, though, so you can see it again and again.
Exactly.
Excellent.
Exactly. But Jason, real quick, just to kind of close it out, what are the top three Force Awakens or Star Wars items in general that you know are coming out soon that you're looking forward to?
Oh, my gosh. The Sphero BB-8. I want that so freaking bad. That's probably number one on my list. Battlefront may end up on the list just because I'm not too much of a gamer, but I do really want it. I think the Captain Phasma 6-inch figure is something that looks cool, the pictures I've seen of it. And so if I see that on shelves, I will probably snag it and hopefully not ruin a Christmas present in case somebody bought that for me. Gosh. Oh, and the soundtrack.
Nice.
The soundtrack.
Yeah.
That's also like right up there at the top of the list of Force Awakens stuff.
Right. So.
Nice. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, soundtrack for sure. That's probably top of the list. I cannot wait to come home from the movie
and download
that. And buy that on iTunes.
Yes.
And I think I will go to the store even that week. And I have not bought a CD in I don't even know how long, like a hard copy CD. But I plan on buying that just to have it.
Awesome.
So I'm very excited about the soundtrack. And also, again, the Black Series 6-inch Han, Old Man Han. I can't wait for that. And then, I don't know, probably the novel even. Right up there, because I'm really excited to read the novel. I think it's interesting that Alan Dean Foster is writing it, who ghost wrote A New Hope novel and also wrote Splinter of the Mind's Eye. So I'm excited to read the novel after the film as well, because in the vein of the PTs, which we had on our Larian Inquiry episode just a few days ago, you know, it's interesting that you know, the PT novels really did a great job of fleshing out the story even more.
Right.
It'd be interesting to see if then this novel does the same thing, which I have a feeling it will. Not to say that the movie's going to be bad and it needs it, but I think it'll be just, it's always great to read the novel because you get a different perspective, which is great.
Yeah. And you definitely get into the characters' heads.
Absolutely.
Where you're just sort of interpreting characters, you know, frame of reference when you're watching a movie. So. Yeah,
for sure.
Cool. All right. Anything else before we wrap up this episode, Carl?
You know, I think that's it. I think, you know, two more days, Jason. We get to see the Force Awakens.
Yep. And tomorrow we will give you our big normal length episode all about our thoughts, our excitement, and maybe even some of our fears about the Force Awakens. So please stay tuned for that. But yeah, that wraps up this final episode of the Wampa's Lair Journey to the Force Awakens. It's been episode number 5. For Carl, I'm Jason, and we will see you next time here in the Wampa's Lair.